Blog Talk Radio.
The Eastern world, it is exploding, violence flaring, bullets loading. You're old enough to kill, but not for voting. You don't believe in war, but what's that gun you're toting? And even the Jordan River has bodies floating. But you tell me over and over and over again, my friend, you don't believe we're on the eve of destruction. Don't you understand what I'm trying to say? Can't you feel the fears I'm feeling today? If the button is pushed, there's no running away. There'll be no one to save with the world in a grave. Take a look around you, boy. It's bound to scare you, boy. And you tell me over and over and over again, my friend, you don't believe we're on the eve of destruction. Yeah, my blood's so mad, feels like coagulating. I'm sitting here just contemplating. I can't put the truth, it knows no regulation. Handful of senators don't pass legislation, and marches alone can't bring integration. When human respect is disintegrating, this whole crazy world is just too frustrating. And you tell me over and over and over again, my friend, you don't believe we're on the eve of destruction. Of all the hate there is in Red China, then take a look around to Selma, Alabama. You may leave here for 4 days in space, but when you return, it's the same old place. The pounding of the drums, the pride and disgrace. You can bury your dead, but don't leave a trace. Hate your next door neighbor, but don't forget to take grace. And tell me over and over and over and over again, my friend, you don't believe we're on the eve of destruction. No, no, you don't believe we're on the eve of destruction.
That's right, shipmates. The eve of destruction continues, and our president is fundraising. The world burns, and our president fundraises. Wonder how that's going. How is that going there, Mr. President? How's that fundraising going? $34,000 for a stupid plate of dinner? What is your dinner, huh? Probably can't have meat. That would upset your base. What do you have, huh? Tofu salad? Ooh, that sounds delicious. I wish I had $34,000 to buy a stupid plate of tofu salad and get a chance to hear the president give a speech. Like the world has never heard this president give a speech before. What, are you kidding me? And he's got 911 days, 4 hours, 55 minutes, and 17 seconds left to give speeches. And then when he's done, just think of all the books and speeches this guy's going to give. This man needs to be impeached. Period. We cannot allow a person like Barack Hussein Obama or Barry Satoro or Joe Smucatelli or maybe Bob Smoklovich. We don't know the man's name. We'd like to. I don't know what the hell to call him. I can't call him a president because presidents don't act like him. See, presidents don't desert their post during the battle, an act of war. They don't desert their post and go upstairs to eat. And then allow his 2.5, 3 hours later, allow his propaganda minister to go down to the Situation Room, her and the dude, conjure up this story about some cockamamie video. Presidents don't do that. Presidents don't do that. When there's a crisis going on, you see Mr. Obama, Satoru, Smoklovich, Smocatelli, Smith, I mean, Motumbo, I have no idea. Presidents don't do that. When there's a crisis going on, presidents get to work. That's right. The Oval Office is a good place to start. Situation Room's another place, especially when you're under attack. And our ambassador has a cattle prod up his ass. And you want to go eat. You are no less of a deserter than Private Bergdahl. You are a deserter and a traitor. You allowed the facilitation of weapons to go into the hands of our enemy, those very people that attacked us. And then what did you do when they did attack us? Well, you allowed the attack to continue. If you allow the enemy to attack or you allow the enemy to continue their attack, that is treason, period. And he gets reelected for treason. Imagine that. Did you ever think this country would turn this way? I didn't. Somebody would have told me this even 10 years ago, 14 years ago. No, that'll never happen. Nope. Can't do it. Well, it did happen. And we allowed it to happen. And we're allowing it to continue. So we, the American people, are just as traitorous as the president. We're allowing the enemy to attack. The enemy is ourselves. We are no less of a traitor than the president. Look, I'm sorry, but we're allowing the enemy, which is ourselves, to attack ourselves. So how are we any less of a traitor than him? We're not. Now, we can fix it, but we got to do it. We can't be sitting on our asses anymore. I'm sorry, the Kim Kardashian show is going to have to be turned off. It's a stupid show anyway. The woman is a moron. She's dumber than a box of rocks, man. What do you people see in that? And Cheetos suck. I'm sorry, but they suck. I like Doritos. Cheetos suck. They get your hands all orange and you can't get that crap off. It's a mess. Get your belly all twisted up in knots. You don't need it. Eat a cheeseburger. That's right. You kill an animal and you eat it. Animals are good. I like the taste of animals. Well, until we finally get rid of this guy, and I, for one, I still vote for impeachment. There is no way that this president deserves to get paid for the rest of his life, $400,000+ a year for the rest of his life, all the security. Now it looks like he's going to be buying this multi-gazillion dollar home in California. See, it's okay for liberals to be rich. And what's that fat bastard now? He does all those stupid documentaries. Why can't I think of his name right now? Roger Moore, or Michael Moore, that's it. He's got, what, 9 homes? And they're not little bitty homes. They're not little huts. They're not bamboo huts. These are big ones. See, they can be rich. And then he goes out there and he, you know, Occupy Wall Street and demonizes the rich. Well, he's rich. He's super rich. Liberals can be rich. Only the governing class can be rich. Everybody else has to be a peasant. Well, this is their goal. Well, it's not my goal, and I'm going to fight these bastards all the way. I refuse to give up this fight. And even after we win the battle, we still have to continue the fight. Why? Well, because if we don't, we're going to be back into the same place that we're in right now. And that's what we did. We got Ronald Reagan. Hey, we got Mr. Conservative here. What the hell? We don't have to worry about anything. We got our freedom, got a constitution. Well, we went to sleep. Daddy Bush comes in, you know, I mean, the more I'm finding out about this guy, and I still like the Bushes, but I mean, I'm sorry, but there's certain things that I just can't forgive. When you open the door for Agenda 21, New World Order, I can't forgive that. To me, that's unforgivable. Unforgivable. I won't forget it. And I won't forgive it. Nothing. Not going to happen. I'm sorry, Daddy Bush, but you screwed up and you screwed up big. Well, this New World Order has been, it's been in our, I guess, the human DNA forever. It's all about who gets to control the planet. That's what human beings want to do. They have to have the total control of the planet. Why? For what? What is the prize when you win total control? What do you get? What do you win? Huh? You get a stuffed animal? What do you win? What? I don't get it. I don't get the end game. I don't know what the end result is. What that prize of total control is. To me, that would seem a little. I'd be a little bored with that much control. I mean, that's just me. But I'm weird. I'm a wacko. Well, until we finally get rid of this guy, we must remain dedicated to the fight and the preservation of freedom, regardless of that cost. And I mean regardless of the cost. Don't be worried about the stupid cost. If you're worried about the cost, well, then forget about it. Go back to the couch, turn on the Kim Kardashian show, here's another bag of Cheetos, and choke on them. Don't worry about the cost. We can afford it. It's tyranny that we cannot afford. And if you've been paying attention the last 5.5 years, you've seen tyranny. Actually, you've been paying attention for a little bit more than that. Well, it's time to put an end to it. We are America. We are free. We do not allow the UN to tell us how to live our lives. Screw the UN. We don't allow anybody to tell us how to live our lives but us. This is our country. There are many like it, but this one is ours, and we will keep it. It's not for sale. And what makes it even sicker is these bastards aren't even selling it. They're giving it away. I mean, if at least you were selling it, okay, you know, at least you got something out of it. But these they're not selling it. They're giving it away. Giving it. It's free. Free to Al-Qaeda. It's free to Putin. Free to the Chinese, the Mexicans, the Hondurans. Anybody who wants to take over America, come on in. Hey, the door's open. We'll give you food stamps. Give you a bus ride to Walmart. And if you got any kids, well, we'll change their diapers and give them some formula. Give them free medical. We'll take care of them. Come on in. We can't afford you, but we'll take care of you. We'll just tax the rich more. That's all. You want to be a part of the program tonight? Don't be shy. 646-716-7978. And you know it as well as I do. As long as there's one liberal on planet Earth, it's a very, very, very busy news day. Well, again, as always, today is no exception. Still far too many people out there that are just desperate to take away your freedom. So we must lift our jib and get our freedom ship underway. Ah, there we go. We're officially underway and headed out to sea. Bosun Egg, shift colors. All right. Now, before we get into the scuttlebutt of the day, again, I went on all my sources. I went on Fox. I went on Drudge. I went on Daily Caller. I went everywhere. I could not find one single story on Isaiah Ryder. You don't know who he is? He's a 16-year-old boy that has been kidnapped by the DCF. He's now being used as a lab rat. He's not even allowed to speak to his mother. Can't even call her on the phone. Nothing. No communication with his mother. Imagine that. She's a single mom. That's her only child. There might be other siblings, but I don't think so. I didn't read that anywhere. And it doesn't matter. The fact is, that's a mother and a child. Now, we've all had mothers. You can't be a human without having a mom. So if you've had a mom, even for a little bit of time, you know that if somebody takes away your mom, well, that's got to hurt. If you've got a mom alive right now, just think if the government came and took away your mother. Just think about that for just a second. Now, this is a 16-year-old kid, and most of you listening here are much older than 16, but it doesn't matter. If they took away anybody in your family, how would you feel? How would you feel? Well, this is what this woman's been going through. This kid can't even, not even allowed to call his mom, and if he does, he gets in trouble. They discipline him. He's a bad child. He must be punished. Well, these people who kidnap kids and use them as lab rats, they need to be punished. As far as I'm concerned, I see nothing less than the death penalty. I know that's a little harsh, but really? Stealing children and performing medical experiments on them? That doesn't deserve the death penalty? I'm sorry, but don't come anywhere close to having that argument with me. I will not facilitate it. I will not listen to that garbage. Flat refuse. You're going to kidnap a child and use them as a lab rat, perform medical experiments? And let me tell you, there are children that have died under their care. But they sweep that under the rug. They're not going to tell you that. You think Brian Williams would cover a story like this? Ooh, no. He's run by Big Pharma, too. Brian Williams, you're a joke. You are a slave, and you're too goddamn naive and obtuse to recognize it. Well, I'm not a slave to no one or know nothing. If I don't want to do it, I'm not going to do it. If I do want to do it, then I am going to do it. It's just the way it is. Again, I know, it's freedom. Freedom, freedom, freedom. There I go again with that F word. I put a penny in the cuss jar. But again, I couldn't find any coverage on this story nowhere. I guess he's just not that important. I mean, look, he's only a 16-year-old kid who got his leg amputated, taken away from his family, can't speak to anybody, can't speak to his girlfriend, he can't speak to anybody. And using him as a lab rat, I guess that's just really not that important. But the president fundraising, now that's a story. Let's get some cameras out there, boy. I tell you, we got to cover this. The Democrats are making money. They must really be desperate when this president's out there fundraising like this. I know presidents got to fundraise for their stupid party. But that's all this president has ever done. What has he done anything else other than fundraise? Well, he's lied. Golfed. He likes to eat. That's one thing I've noticed about this guy. Every time you turn around, he's stuffing something down his fat face. This guy should be about 5,000 pounds by now. Got one hell of a metabolism, I tell you. All right, let's get into this here. This story here now. We'll call this a scuttlebutt of the day. There's a lot of scuttlebutts of the day. But this story here, I read this last night. And I started to tear up a little bit. It's not that bad, but it is bad. And I'm going to tell you why. You got an Iraqi veteran. Got injured. Come home. He's got a really bad back. He's got all kinds of problems. PTSD, you name it. Coming back, trying to adjust into civilian life, and it's not that easy. It's not that easy for some of these people. Considering what they had to go through, it's not going to be very easy for them. But do we got a government that wants to help them? No. No, we got a government that wants to hurt them. They want to hurt them more after they went out and killed for them. They have no respect. This president has zero respect for veterans. Democrats, period, have zero respect for veterans, and that just pisses me off. Wasn't for them veterans, these frickin' Democrats wouldn't have, they wouldn't be here. They don't appreciate it. They don't understand it. Again, liberals only see the superficial side of every issue. If it looks good, then it is good. If it looks bad, well, then it is bad. So I'm refusing to investigate and find out all the information to find out, is it bad or is it good? Nope. Looks good. Okay, it's good. Oh, looks bad. Got to be bad. A Republican said it. It's bad. A Tea Partier said it. Then it's got to be racist. Even though all he said was good morning. And we know. I mean, we know good morning is racist. I mean, it almost seems like if you're one color and you say good morning to a person who's another color, well, you can't do that. I guess what the color has to do with everything in this world, I don't know. But I'm sick of all these stupid colors. Enough with the colors. Enough with the groups. Be united? Well, we're going to have to start acting like we're united. Otherwise, we'll never be. If we're going to be united, we don't take all of black people, put them over here, the Asians over here, the Hispanics over here, the gays over here, the Tea Party way over there. We don't do that. You're an American. That's the only group we got in this country. I don't believe in that NAACP. I don't believe in any of this crap. Advancement of colored people. Advancement of this. How about advancement of America? America as a whole. We're all one. E pluribus unum. Anybody remember learning about that? Huh? Out of many, one. We are one. We're one people. We don't mind immigration because we all migrated from somewhere else, including the American Indian. All of us did. But in this time that we live in, we can't just open up our doors and allow anybody and everybody to come in, especially all the people that are coming in. And these are not good people. And we got a story, if I could ever shut up long enough. It seems now that the influx of children coming over here isn't as influx as the media wants you to believe. Makes up for what? Less than 20%. The rest of them are adults. No, we don't got a crisis at the border. Come on, the border's secure. It's never been more secure. Really? All right. But getting back to this story now. This story kind of broke my heart. When you come back from, you know, traumatic situations, we've all been in traumatic situations, but these guys have been in extraordinary traumatic situations. It doesn't take much brain power to figure out what kind of extraordinary traumatic situations these men have been through. West Lafayette, Ohio. Why am I not surprised when it comes to Ohio? An Army veteran. He was wounded. And he gets a citation now. He's afraid of losing his ducks. He's got therapeutic ducks. He comes back from the war. It's very difficult to adjust, so he gets some ducks. He's 80 miles outside of, what the hell's the name of that stupid town there, Columbus. Pretty much out in the country. Well, he can't have any fowl. They passed a law. See, this law of, you know, they've got a lot of communities now. You can't plant a garden. Imagine that. You can't plant a garden. Well, you can't have ducks. You can't raise food. You can't do this. You know why? Well, again, Agenda 21, New World Order. It's not sustainable. They don't want you growing your own food. This guy's not eating his ducks. He's using them for therapy. He gets them up. He says that, look, it's very difficult. So with these ducks, I now have something to look forward to. I get up in the morning and I got to go out and take care of them. So he goes out and he cleans it. He's got the pen out there. They can't get out. I mean, they're ducks. Are they going to fly? They'll fly. Got a pond for them. He's got all these little swimming pools there. So he's taking care of them. He says, they help me. I get up and I clean up after them, clean all their poop, clean, you know, make sure they got, you know, everything that they need. He says, I hold them. He pets them. And it's therapeutic. He says, it's helping me. Well, see, they don't like that. They don't want you to be self-sustaining. They want you to be, reliant on the government. This is just sick. And it was probably some friggin' nosy neighbor who complained. Isn't that always the case? Some stupid neighbor has to complain. How come nobody complains about these neighbors? Maybe people should complain about these neighbors. Maybe make up something. Yeah, there's a whole bunch of cocaine in the house. See if they'll get the SWAT team to come crashing through their door at 30 in the morning without a warrant. But this just pisses me off. It's ducks, man. It's ducks. See, you're not allowed to grow a garden. You're not allowed to grow your own food. You're not allowed to, if you have cattle, you're not allowed to build a pond, a natural pond that brings in more wildlife. You can't do that. Well, the water's dirty, according to the EPA. That's another agency that needs to go, the EPA. There's a lot of agencies that need to go. But he's got to go to court now. And they're going to give him a $150 fine, which the man probably doesn't have. Suffers from depression, PTSD. He says this helps him keep more active. They're quite a relaxing animal, and they help comfort me in different situations, he says. His name is Darren Welker. Darren Welker. Well, he recently told the local newspaper there, the Tribune, as he was holding a duck like a little baby and stroked its neck. He says it keeps him entertained for hours at a time, and I'm probably pretty sure that it does. Look, animals do help you. When they give old people that are lonely and they give them an animal, my God, overnight, everything about them changes. We're all animals. That's one thing liberals don't seem to understand. They think there's human beings and then there's animals. Well, human beings are animals. We're animals. We are animals. We're part of the wild kingdom. Sorry, not for nothing, but we are part of the wild kingdom. And no animal will last forever, including the human being. Eventually, we'll get extinct and go on to something else. Who knows? I don't care. I'm not going to be around. It doesn't really matter. But for animals, guys got the Department of Veterans now. They paid for his back surgery that he had to have, very extensive back surgery. I refuse to have back surgery because I'm scared to death. I admit it. I'm a coward when it comes to surgery. I'm afraid if they take one wrong snip, one wrong slice, and I'm going to be paralyzed, and that scares the bejesus out of me. So I deal with the pain as best as I can. Well, this guy needed surgery. Well, they paid for it. But they declined to pay for his physical therapy. Well, when you get done with a lot of surgeries, especially back surgery, well, you're going to need some physical therapy afterwards. It's just the way it is. His surgeon recommended the physical therapy. He also recommended counseling. Did he get it? No. No. He didn't get counseling, didn't get physical therapy. So he got some ducks. Some ducks. The man gets up in the morning and he takes care of his ducks, and it helps him. Now, this is a veteran. I don't care what your stupid city ordinances are. Take your ordinances and shove them up your ass. Every city's got too many ordinances and laws and all this crap, and for what? Well, for one reason and one reason only. Tyranny. Everybody's got to be a tyrant. Everybody's got to be in control. Got to have that power. Well, the American people need power. We used to have it. We used to have it when we used to be free. And when we were a superpower, remember those days when the Russians were afraid of us, the Chinese were afraid of us, the whole world was afraid of us. We had respect. People wanted to come over to America. Well, why? Well, because it's free. Well, not anymore. They're not coming over here for freedom. They're coming over here to take over. And no other reason. There's no other reason why people are coming over here other than to take over America. Well, we got to stand up to this, and we got to fight it. I'm sorry, but you're going to have to step on some toes, poke a few eyeballs, slap a few cheeks, and kick a few asses. It's okay. You'll be all right. You'll make it. It's okay to fight for what is right. It's okay. That's a good thing. It's not a bad thing. It's a bad thing to sit on your ass and watch a Kim Kardashian show while the whole frickin' country burns. It's also a bad thing when the whole world is burning to go fundraise. Well, hopefully there's a decent judge that he sees. And if not, yeah, we're going to report it. God only knows in Ohio, hopefully there's a real judge out there that understands. The guy just has some ducks, man. Leave him alone. He went out and killed for us. Got himself injured. Fought his ass off. And we can't let the guy have a little peace? Or the duck? What, are you nuts? And now the VA is, the VA's acting director. He now wants $17.6 billion. That's B with a B. Not million, but billion. I mean, they've already tripled their budget, and now they want another $17 billion? $17.6? And you know that $17.6 ain't going to be $17.6 when they get it all said and done. It might be $27, $37, $47.6 billion when they get it all said and done. Now, why? Well, you see, there's a lot of people, they didn't get a bonus. A lot of people in the VA, they need to get paid. You know, they were campaign donors, and they're, you know, they're good little Democrats. They got to get paid. Well, no, no, no. You get paid when all the veterans have seen a doctor. That's when you get paid. Oh, a veteran didn't get to see a doctor? Guess what? You don't get paid. And I don't care. I'm sorry, but I got nothing nice to say about that woman who the whistleblower. I'm glad she blew. I'm glad she blew the whistle. I'm glad that she spilled the beans. However, no excuse. You put these men on a list and put it in your drawer, knowing damn good and well they weren't going to get a doctor. Don't give me this frickin' excuse. You were just doing what you're told. I don't buy that. Just following orders, I do not buy that. That is not a legitimate excuse. If I was that reporter, I swear to God, I would have reached over there and slapped the living piss out of her. That's murder. I'm sorry, sweetheart. Now, I do, I applaud you for spilling the beans. But the problem is, it's too friggin' late. You should have done it immediately. As soon as your supervisor came up and told you to do that, you should have immediately reported it. You should have told him to go screw himself. But you didn't. You went along with it. Every one of those soldiers who picked which Jew got on that boxcar, knowing full well that they're going to end up in a gas chamber. Well, they didn't kill the Jew themselves. No, they didn't. But they put them to death by putting them on a boxcar. And every one of those guards up in those towers and all of those concentration camps, they were just following orders. They were just doing what they were told. No excuse. boss tells you to do something that is wrong, you do not have to do it. You're a coward. I'm sorry, but that's a death penalty. When you put somebody on a boxcar or on a list, knowing full well that the decision that you just made is going to ultimately end up costing their life, you need to have your life cost as well. We need to put an end to this crap. And every one of those people that are putting these kids into these certain homes and conducting medical experiments on them, I'm sorry, that's a death penalty too. I hate talking about this. I'm sick and tired of talking about death penalties and wars and fighting and killing and all that. I'm just sick of it. But what the hell are we going to do? What are we supposed to do? How are we supposed to end this? Oh, a civil conversation? Huh? A civil conversation? No. Anybody who puts anybody on a list that's going to ultimately kill them, anybody who's going to steal a child and use them as a lab rat to perform medical experiments on, that's death penalty. Nothing less. I won't accept life in prison. Why should the American people have to pay to keep these people alive? For what? They're useless to society. They have deemed unfit for society. They are a direct threat to society. You have a direct threat to society, and these people won't change. Come on. You really think that lawsuit, Mrs. Boehner, is going to get the president to start following the Constitution? Huh? No. That's foolish, Mrs. Boehner. You're wasting the American people's time with this crap. We need impeachment. We got to start setting some precedents here. Making examples out of people. This is not how we live. This is not who America is. This kind of crap is not America. I don't know what country this is, but this is not the United States of America. Not my United States of America, anyway. We don't do that. We don't kidnap children and perform medical experiments on them. We do not put our veterans on a list and throw it in our drawer just so we can have our books cleaned so we can get off early on Friday to go to a Veterans Day picnic. The Acting Secretary of Veterans Affairs, Sloan Gibson. I don't know too much about him, but I heard him talk a little bit today, and I'm already not liking him. He told Congress the way to end the scourge of deadly delays in medical care for ailing veterans is to give the VA another $17.6 billion. No. You've tripled your budget. You don't need any more money. You call up the veterans that haven't had a doctor, and you put them in front of a doctor. And you give up your bonus. That's what you do. If every one of those employees were to give up their bonus, they'd have enough money. They got to start learning to spend their money wisely. Look, the American taxpayer, it's not an endless flow of money. Yeah, I know there's a lot of money in our economy. There's a lot of people with a lot of money, but it's still endless. You can't just keep taxing people. Well, they're going to tax them to death. They're going to take their property, and that's exactly what's going to happen. The government's going to seize all property, seize all assets, seize everything. Why? Well, they got to get control. We got a crisis, and we got to get the government involved. Got to install martial law. Well, I'm sick of that stupid word, martial law. And you know what? I've done a whole bunch of investigating on this. And again, I've always known this, but again, I know I always double, triple, and quadruple a million times check it. Well, I checked it again. No. Martial law. That's a myth that our government has the right to install martial law. I'm not going to go into it tonight. I'm going to go into it probably later this week or next week. But let me just tell you, it's not in the Constitution. Article 1, Section 8, I do believe it's Clause 15. Let me write it. Let me write it. It says right here. Where the hell is it? There it is. This is what they use. This is what they use to say that the government has a right to install martial law. You know what martial law is? Martial law is where the military takes over. You're not allowed to come out of your home. Your rights will be suspended. There will be no habeas corpus. Now, we do have the right to suspend habeas corpus, but only in insurrection and rebellion. And it's got to go through a due process. But we don't have due process in this country anymore. I haven't seen due process. When is the last time you've seen due process in this country? Huh? Hey, honey, you seen any due process? She hasn't seen any. Go back to the Kim Kardashian show. Shut up. But this is what they claim. This is the clause that they claim that the government has a right to initiate martial law, to provide calling forth the military to execute the laws of the Union, suppress insurrections, and repel invasions. I'm going to read this part again here. This is the part that you need to pay very close attention to. They do not have the right to suspend your rights. In fact, it's just the complete opposite. Let me repeat it. To provide for calling forth the militia to execute the laws of the Union, not suspend the laws of the Union. This Constitution are the laws of the Union. You do not have right. There is no right anywhere for the government to suspend our rights. Now, if you're invading this country, well, that would be a foreign invasion. We have the right to kill them. They're invaders. They don't get the same rights as we do. And rebellion? Okay, that's one thing. But who's rebelling? The only people that I see rebelling are the Democrats. So maybe we should suspend their rights. They don't like rights anyway, so why not just take them away from them? So this myth that the government has a right to install martial law is bogus. It's not true. And you don't have to put up with it. We need to vote properly this November. I'm sorry, this election, I want to have faith that we're going to do some good work in this next election. I want to have faith that we're going to get more seats in the House and we're going to take the Senate. I want to have that faith. However, what the Democrats did to get this president reelected, he wasn't reelected, he was reselected. They stole that vote. And this is what I'm afraid of. The Democrats are great at stealing elections. And this is exactly what I'm afraid of. This scares the bejesus out of me. If we don't get together and come together as one big, giant, free unit, we're not going to be free. We're going to be screwed. And then we're going to have to go to war. We're going to have to actually go to a physical, bloody, freaking war to get our freedom back. And we don't need to do that. I'm not calling for war. I'm actually calling for the complete freaking opposite. But if push comes to shove, man, just like what Israel's doing, what are they supposed to do? John Kerry, who the hell are you? Shut up. Why don't you go over there and tell Hamas to stop for a ceasefire? Where are you telling Israel to cease fire? Why don't you go meet with Hamas? Well, that's right. You're afraid of them. They'll cut your head off. But you'll go over to Israel and chew their asses out.
Well, why don't you act big and tough in front of Hamas? You're a coward. Mr. Kerry, shut up. I'm sick of bad people in our government. We got far too many of them. We got far too many bad people in our country who vote for this crap. And what I mean by bad are lazy people who just don't know any different. They don't know any different because they weren't taught, and they're lazy. They're too friggin' lazy to learn. Well, it doesn't take very much to learn. A little bit of time, a little bit of reading, a little bit of paying attention, a little focus, listening, you know, stuff like that. It doesn't hurt either. Believe it or not, I know. Conventional wisdom tells you that paying attention and listening is very painful. Well, let me tell you, it's not. Doesn't hurt at all. Bleed? You just don't feel any pain whatsoever. Matter of fact, when you get done listening and paying attention and you learn, it's actually a great feeling. It makes you feel good. Now that you learned something, you feel better about yourself. But again, that's me. I'm a wacko. I'm a whack job. Friggin' crazy person. That's right, I am crazy, and I'm goddamn proud to be crazy. $17.6 billion. There's no permanent reforms proposed. They didn't propose anything. They just want money. Well, if you want this money, what are you going to spend it on? Exactly how? I want it broken down. They got no house cleaning of administrators. They're not firing anybody. Of course they're not. They're good campaign donors. They're good Democrats. They've got nothing. They've got nothing proposed other than just give us money. Well, we keep giving these people money and money and money and money and money, and then what happens? They just blow it. We tripled your budget. How do you triple somebody's budget and have them still need $17.6 billion more? I mean, $17 billion is a lot of money. I know we're running dangerously close to $20 trillion in debt, so $17 billion doesn't look like a whole lot, but it is. You don't get any more money. You want more money? Well, you're going to have to cut some salaries. You're going to have to cut some jobs, especially those people that put people on lists so they wouldn't get help. You've got the money. Spend it wisely and get these vets a doctor. This has been almost 5 months now, and these vets still don't have a doctor. And they need more money. How? Why? For what? You've got the money. You've got the doctors. You need more doctors? We'll get them. You can do it. You're just not doing it. Do we got a president? I don't know. Has he even met with anybody and said, okay, here, guys. I've known about this problem since before I became president. It's been here for a long time. Well, it has. Has he talked to anybody? Sat down and said, okay, what's your plan? What are you going to do to get these veterans a doctor? What are you going to do? I want to see your plan. You're going to ask me for $17 billion? You better have a friggin' plan. And you don't need $17 billion. You've got the money. Spend it wisely. Stop blowing it. What are they spending money on? Well, they're buying crap. They got to go conventions. You know how those conventions are. Conventions add up, you know, very quickly. Hotels and food. All the entertainment. All the liquor. All the hookers. All the drugs. Stuff adds up. $17 billion? And they want 10,000 additional employees. I just read this. They want 10,000 additional employees. I mean, what? Okay, fine. I understand you might need some more employees because, you know, you got more veterans and need doctors. But my God, you can't even help the people that you have now. If you have the resources, you have everything you need, you're just not doing it wisely. You need somebody in there who's smart, not a politician, not a figurehead. I'm sick and tired of all of these agencies, Homeland Security, the EPA, FBI, the CIA. They get all these people in here. They're political hacks. They're not law enforcement agents. They're not this. They're not that. They have nothing to do with whatever agency. But because they're a good donor and a good little Democrat and a friend of the king, well, they get this nice little cozy job. And they go out and they give speeches. Meanwhile, they're not managing. A manager manages. A manager doesn't give speeches. A manager manages. You can put most anybody in charge of the VA. Anybody with a little common sense and you can fix the problem. I can fix the problem. I can fix that damn problem overnight. I know damn good and well I could. I'll never get the job. Why? Well, because I'll fix the problem. Oh, without increased funding, well, the wait times are just going to get longer. Oh, BS. Even if you do give these people money, you really think the wait times are going to get shorter? Really? How many times has the government told you that if they get more money, they're going to fix the problem? A year or two later, they need more money, and then more money. And guess what? The problem never gets better. The problem only gets worse. You have the money. And if you really need more money, well, then you take those employees and been getting all these fat bonuses and all these so-called supervisors. We have too many supervisors. Everybody's a supervisor. Well, they're not a supervisor. They're a figurehead. And they're getting paid by the taxpayer to do nothing. You get rid of those people. You get rid of them. They're dead weight. And then you call up every single veteran who hasn't seen a doctor and you bring them in. If it means that the doctors are going to have to put in a couple extra hours during the week, well then, wah, so be it. This problem is so easily fixed. Just a tiny little sprinkle of common sense and the problem will be solved. They don't want to do that. Oh, we can't solve the problem. Those are veterans. They're all mentally ill. They go out in the battlefield and they kill. So they're mentally ill. We can't take care of them. Plus, we got too many people on planet Earth. We've got to eliminate the human race. We only need a select few over here as a governing class, and then we have X amount of peasants. And if we have too many peasants, well, then we're going to have to find a way to kill them. We'll give them a disease, maybe famine. Make sure they don't get a doctor. Government's pretty easy. The government's, pretty good at finding ways to kill people. Government's great at finding ways of killing people. They're masters at it. And they get away with it. And then they get reelected to do it again. All right, moving to the Middle East here. Could you get these vets a doctor, please? That's all I'm asking for. I want those children who are being kidnapped and used as lab rats, I want them home. And I want these veterans to get a doctor. I don't think I'm asking for too much. And if I am asking for too much, so be it. I'm asking for too much, but I'm not. I'm asking for things that should just be done. We shouldn't even be having this conversation. Now, I can understand some other countries like China. I can understand North Korea kidnapping kids and performing medical experiments on them. I can understand Russia, Cuba. I can understand some of these countries, but the United States, no. I do not understand that. My brain still can't process that. I mean, it almost, to me, it seems surreal. I can't really believe it, but it's true, and it's real. Did the president give a speech on that? Huh? How about it there, Mr. Satoru? Why don't you give a speech on that? And if you want to fundraise, here's an idea. Since the veterans need, I just thought of this, since the veterans need $17.6 billion, why don't you get together with all your little very super-duper rich liberal friends and fundraise for the veterans? Why don't you do that? Fundraising for the Democratic Party. That, to me, Mr. President, that would go a long way with me. I might, and I say might, because you're still a deserter and you're still a traitor, but I might give you just a tiny, itty-bitty little bit of respect. Just a smidgen. You like that word, smidgen, don't you? And that's why he said there's no smidgen of proof that there was any corruption. That's right, because they destroyed all the proof. Well, looks like now they might be finding it. They thought they got rid of it, but it looks like they didn't. And I was watching a little bit of that today. I know, I hate to digress, but that's just me. I can't help it. I didn't invent me. I just know how I work. I'm a digressor. But I was watching a little bit of a hearing today. And they had that very smug, condescending, smart-ass Kosakin, whatever his stupid name is. He's now the head of the IRS. Well, I can't remember who the representative was. I like him. I've seen him before. But he had a really good point. He showed up. He's got his laptop computer. And he said, look. There's a hard drive inside of here. Now, in order to get in, he had a separate hard drive, too. He's using some props, which is fine. He said, in order to get this computer open, to get to the hard drive, you got to take out all these screws, and you got to do this, and you got to do that. Then, once you get to the hard drive, then you got to take out a whole bunch more screws, and you got to do this, and you got to do that. Well, evidently, one of these hard drives was scratched. Well, first of all, nobody opens up their laptop computer, and it takes a while, pulls out their hard drive. For what reason they would pull the hard drive out, I don't know. And how would it get scratched? It can't get scratched when it's inside the computer and it's secured in there. And if it was scratched at the manufacturing plant, well, then the damn thing wouldn't work properly, would it? No. What they did was they purposely went in, opened up their computers, took out the laptop. Now, this took some time, and they scratched it deliberately. Scratched it deliberately, trying to, well, destroy the evidence. Well, of course, this guy had nothing to say. Well, you know, computers, well, these hard drives, they can get scratched inside the computer. And we're supposed to believe that? Your hard drive isn't going to get scratched in your computer. Those laptops, you cannot scratch your hard drive unless you physically open the computer and physically take out the hard drive, physically scratch it. Not a smidgen of truth. There's no corruption. Not a smidgen of truth. That's true. There is no smidgen of truth. There's no smidgen of corruption. You're not only a traitor and a deserter, you're a big fat liar. I get offended when people lie to me. And I really get offended when my government lies to me. Now, I know they gotta keep certain things secret so the Russians don't find out about it. I get it. But certain things, you do not lie to the American people. Especially to cover up your corruption and your incompetence. You don't do that. And that's what Benghazi was. Benghazi was a combination of greed, incompetence, deceit, and just plain treason. Why would you facilitate weapons into the hands of your enemy? If you knew that they were going to get these weapons, why didn't you do something? Why didn't you attack them? Oh, that's right. You're leading from behind. Yeah. Well, Israeli diplomats were open but very skeptical regarding this ceasefire with Hamas, and I don't blame them. As United States Secretary of State John Why the Long Face Kerry sought to bring an end to the fighting in Gaza. Why don't you go play with your wife's ketchup bottles, huh? Get the hell out of our government. Go throw away your little medals again. And did you really earn those medals in Vietnam, Mr. Kerry? I'm wondering. And there were a lot of guys that said that they, you know, were in Vietnam with him. He didn't do as much as he said he did. But see, he's got a, you know, he comes from money and, you know, blah, 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 blah. We didn't want to be in this fight in the first place. But we're not in the habit of committing suicide. That was Paul Hertzen. He's a spokesman for the Israeli Foreign Ministry. He says, we're up against what has turned into a monster, which is essentially promoting the wish for death. Yeah. And they still, Muslims, Americans, French, Germans, people all over the world, are coming to the defense of Gaza. You can see because the news, they put on their little televisions and their little tweets of all these kids that are dying. Well, of course they're going to die. You see, when these terrorists, they take these children and they put them, the children, in the direct line of fire as they get out of the way, well, of course the kids are going to die. They store weapons in hospitals. They store them in schools. They store them in all these mosques and churches and this and that, wherever they can store them. They put children in the direct line of fire. Now, I'd like to know what the hell the difference is between our DCF kidnapping kids and performing medical experiments on these children, and some of them are dying. They're not going to give you the full numbers, but there's been a lot of kids, and there's a lot of kids that have gone missing. They're completely wiped out of the system. They have no idea where these kids are. Of course, they're dead. So the hard drive crashes. We don't know what happened to them. Hard drive crashed. I'm sick and tired of that excuse. But what the hell is the difference of the DCF and Hamas? Hamas takes a child, puts him in the direct line of fire of a missile. DCF takes him, performs medical experiments on him, and kills him. Now, what the hell is the difference? The child ends up dead. To me, it doesn't really matter how the child ended up dead. The fact is the child ended up dead and did not have to die. They were murdered. Murder is murder is murder is murder. Doesn't matter if you kill somebody with a knife or a gun or your bare friggin' hands. Well, I mean, less of a murder charge if you kill somebody with your bare hands versus a gun? Whether you kill a kid by putting him in the direct line of fire of a missile or perform a medical experiment on him that kills him, what's the difference? There is none. DCF is a terrorist organization, plain and simple. And again, you know me, I do not sugarcoat. I have no ability. I don't know how to sugarcoat. I just don't know how to do it. I admit that is one of my weaknesses. I don't know how to sugarcoat it. I just don't know how to do it. I'm not I would never make a very good diplomat because I have no patience for people with no common sense. I just don't. That's probably why I'm not an ambassador or a diplomat.
I don't want to be. I want to be a fighter. I'm a warrior. Yes, it is a good sign, Mr. Hirkson said, that Kerry is here. But we're not going to sit around until such time as it happens. I wouldn't rule it out, but it doesn't look like Hamas is going to be particularly interested. Of course they're not. Even if they do sign another ceasefire, how many more ceasefires does this group have to sign before somebody finally realizes that they don't follow them? Hamas is not going to follow a ceasefire. There's only one way to get rid of Hamas, and you got to kill him. I know I hate talking like this. I hate it. I really do. I don't like talking about having to put people to death. But when you're gonna kill children by putting them in the direct line of fire of a missile, you're going to perform medical experiments on them, you're going to indiscriminately kidnap them and shoot them in the head and leave them in an abandoned car, you're going to terrorize an entire country. Anybody who's not Islamic enough for these people, they get their heads cut off. There's only one way to solve the problem. You got to kill them because they're going to keep killing until, well, somebody kills them. Okay, fine. We'll accommodate you. We'll kill you. I'm sick and tired of using that word kill. I hate that word. But I don't know anything else. I don't know how else to solve the problem. A civil conversation isn't going to work. They're not going to drop their arms and go back to their friggin' milk and honey farms. It's not going to happen. We got a lot of wars going on in this world right now. God knows, I mean, you can't even count the amount of wars going on just in this country alone. And then the rest of the world, forget about it. Well, our government's not going to stand up and fight this crap, so we've got to do it. Look, this is our country. This is our government, not theirs. For the people, by the people. Remember that? This is our government, and we've got to take control of it. It's out of control. We didn't sell it. We gave it away. We gave it away for nothing. Free of charge. Here's our country. Come and take it. Well, I want to take it back. I want my freedoms. I want my rights. I want my liberties. I want to feel secure again. I don't feel secure. I don't know about anybody else, but, I mean, do you really feel secure? You feel safe? You feel better now than you did 5.5, 6 years ago? No. It's a lot worse. I have no faith in the TSA. They're a bunch of slobs. I mean, these are people off the street. I mean, there's very little training. These people aren't doing the job that they're doing. They're groping and manhandling children and old people in wheelchairs. Meanwhile, somebody comes in with a burqa. How do you know that's not a woman? You can't see them. They're not allowed to show you their hands or their feet because they might get raped, because you know how that is. I mean, if a woman's going to show her ankle or her hand, well, that's going to put all these dirty and awful thoughts into the man's mind, and he's got nowhere to go but to rape the woman, and it's her fault for putting these crazy thoughts into this man's head. So she's got to be stoned. You know how men cannot control their urges, especially when they see a naked ankle. I mean, you know how it is, guys. I mean, you see a woman's ankle. I mean, you have to rape the woman. You know how it is. You can't control yourself. It's a woman's fault. She's out there showing all that skin. It's not my fault I can't control the urges. It's her fault for putting those urges into my head. So she has to be stoned. But how do we know these people coming in with these burkas? How do we know that they're
They're not teenage boys with a bomb strapped around their chest. Oh, we can't look in. We can't grope them. That would be discrimination and racist and all these lawsuits. But if you're a little baby, I mean, they got to give that little child a full cavity search. You got an old woman in a wheelchair? Got one of those colostomy bags? And they pop it, and urine's all over this woman. Now she's got to get on a plane smelling like piss. Are you going to tell me the TSA is highly trained? They're not highly trained. They're a joke. They're not doing a service to this country. They're doing a disservice. I do not feel safer with the TSA. I feel unsafe with the TSA. Well, Mr. Herkson, or Hiskercon, I can't pronounce these names. I'm not trying to deliberately mispronounce names, I just can't pronounce them. It's just me. So I don't mean to be disrespectful. It's just the way it is. I got a broken left-handed tongue, and I can't see straight. So, there's that. But nevertheless, this spokesperson noted that 3 ceasefire proposals have already been put forward. From the Egyptians, from the UN, or the UN. The same UN who is hiding weapons for Hamas in schools. And then when they're found, what does the UN do? Well, they give those weapons back to Hamas. You see, those weapons were theirs. They deserve those weapons. Now, isn't the UN supposed to keep the peace? We went over that yesterday. We talked about the very first article of the UN, how they're supposed to keep the peace. So I guess if you wipe out Israel, I guess that's keeping the peace. I guess it must be. And even the Red Cross. Well, even it doesn't matter how many of these stupid ceasefires that Hamas will agree to, if they do agree to it. They're not, they may agree to it today, but tomorrow they're not. These people aren't going to keep no peace. They're not going to keep the peace. You got to get rid of them. And Israel is on the brink right now of destroying at least one terrorist organization. And our government is seeing to it that they don't. If we had a real president, this is what a real president would do. He'd get on the horn. Dial that number. Hey, Benny. Yeah, guess what? This is the president of the United States. Yeah, looks like you got a little problem over there. What do you need? You need any weapons? You need a couple airplanes? You need some, you need some bullets? Need some machine guns? Tank? What the hell do you need, Mr. Netanyahu? What do you need from the United States to wipe these bastards out once and for all? What do you need from the United States? Whatever it is, sir, you've got it. Did he do that? No. He sends our stupid Secretary of State over there to tell him, don't upset the terrorists. Don't fight back. Just let them send their rockets. Let them get it out of their system. Just leave them alone. Don't upset them. Well, again, Mr. Kerry, why aren't you over there to Hamas? Why aren't you criticizing Hamas on your little hot mic? Huh? Why aren't you sitting down there with Hamas and telling them to stop putting their children into harm's way deliberately so that they die? Why don't you tell them to stop sending the thousands of rockets into Israel every friggin' day? Why don't you do that, Mr. Kerry? What's the matter with these people? I mean, who is this government working for? I mean, I'm sorry. Look, this president has proved more than once, too many times to count, that he is very, very, very sympathetic. Very sympathetic to terrorism. Why? I don't know.
He allows Al-Qaeda to get a whole bunch of weapons. Boko Haram. Hamas. Muslim Brotherhood. He loves a Muslim Brotherhood. The only one who seems to not like the Muslim Brotherhood in this world anymore is Egypt. Now, how long that's going to last? I mean, I don't know. I don't know. But this president better figure out, you know, who the good guys are and get on their side. He hasn't figured that out. So we reelected him. I mean, what the hell's the matter with us? What the hell's the matter with this country? What the hell's the matter with us? I don't know. But I don't comply with this crap. And we got to put an end to it. They're not going to do it, guys. We got to do the work ourselves. I'm sorry, but this is our government. We got to take it back. We have that right. We did it once before, and we can do it again. And after we do it again, more than likely, we're going to have to do it again and again and again. And that's fine. I don't have a problem with it. I don't have a problem fighting for what is right. I just don't. There's nothing wrong with fighting for what is right. Not fighting for what is right and then bitching that you didn't get it, that's wrong. You got no room to bitch if you're not going to get off the couch. You can't get your fat ass off that couch. You've got no room to bitch, piss, or moan, complain one iota. Not to me, anyway, because I won't listen to it. We got to be fighters, and it's okay to fight. You're not anti-government if you're fighting for the Constitution. The Constitution is pro-government. Last time I checked... Last time I read the Constitution, which is almost every day anymore, cover to cover, I can't find anything in here that says that. I don't know where it is. We have the right to fight. That's our job. That's our responsibility. That's our duty. It's an obligation. That's what keeps us free. But again, I know, I'm a whack job. I'm a crazy person. Well, Israel has accepted all three of these ceasefires. However, Hamas has not. Well, it doesn't matter if they do or they don't. They're just going to break it anyway. And Hamas is this close from being almost completely destroyed. Go for it, Israel. Just keep going, man. Go. Look, at this point, you know you've got a lot of people against you right now. Screw them. Don't listen to them. And I think Israel is smart enough not to listen to them. And what they should have done, you know what you should have done, Mr. Netanyahu? You should have told John Kerry, don't bother coming over here. Because if you do, we're going to arrest you. That's what you should have done. If you're not going to come over here and help us, screw you. But Israel needs to pick it up. You need to do an all-out, full-blown blitz. Now, I know there are a lot of Palestinians, and I've actually met Palestinians. There are some Palestinians over here in this country that they left because they just can't take it anymore. They just can't. They, believe it or not, I know it doesn't seem like it. It really doesn't seem like it. We don't get to see these people, but there are some Muslims that don't like terrorism. They don't like war. They don't like fighting. They don't like it. They don't want it. They don't need it. They can't have it anymore. I hate to say it, you got to wipe out the entire West Bank and Gaza, all of their territories. But, I mean, I know Israel is doing the very best that they can to avoid civilian casualties. But does Hamas go out of their way to avoid civilian casualties? No. They go out of their way to make civilian casualties. That's their job. That's their purpose. That's why they're sending thousands of rockets into Israel, so they can kill civilians. That's their MO. That's why they get up in the morning. They get up in the morning to kill the infidel. That's it. That's their goal. But I hope Israel wipes them out. Go on a full-blown blitz, man. Whatever you got to do, destroy them tunnels, destroy those people. And for the United States, I mean, this still just makes me sick to my stomach. They're going to come over there to Israel and tell them to stop firing, but they won't even, they won't say that to Hamas. You know what you are, Mr. Kerry and Mr. Obama? You're cowards. That's a coward. That is cowardly. I can't think of any other word. How is it not a coward? You're afraid to tell Hamas to stop shooting, but you're not afraid to tell Israel. Israel, don't let any more of our government over into your country. If they're not, if our government is not going to assist you, not going to help you, not going to be on your side, don't let them over there anymore. Don't let them over there anymore. And please, Israel, understand that I'm going to have to go. I'm going to have to say that the majority of the American people are on Israel's side. There's a certain group of people that aren't. That's because those are the ignorant people. Those are the people that pay attention to their college professor rather than paying attention to reality. So those people don't count. Just understand, Israel, that, yeah, our government is not very sympathetic towards your fight, but the American people are. So once we finally get rid of this president of ours, which I vote for impeachment, but once we get rid of him, understand, Israel, that it's not the American people, that it's a select few in our government that is the problem, not the American people. Just so you understand that. I think Netanyahu seems like a pretty smart fella. He seems like a pretty smart guy. I think he understands that. But he is kind of diplomatic, and he can't really tell John Kerry to go screw himself. Then he's going to be in worse, he's going to be in more trouble. He's going to have more countries against him. This guy's got a full plate. See, that's what Mr. Obama, what Mr. Netanyahu is doing. That's what a leader does. A leader stays at home. He doesn't go golf. He doesn't go on vacation. He doesn't go fundraise. He stays right where he's at, and he solves the problem. Once the problem is solved, then he'll go golf. Then he'll go fundraise. He'll go on a bike ride. He'll put on his mom jeans. That's what a real leader does. A real leader stays in the fight until the fight is over. A non-leader, like you, Mr. Obama, does not go upstairs to eat during the battle, and then go to the Oval Office. God only knows if he was on the phone with Netanyahu or not. But I think it's safe to say that he was in the Oval Office practicing his fundraising speech, and he was not engaged. The dude and Valerie Goebbels were in the Situation Room. Imagine that. You're a 4-star general, and you got to take orders from the dude and Valerie Goebbels and the Secretary of Defense. I mean, those two right there, I lost all respect for them. They should have lost their job that day. They should have demanded that the president got out. They should have chewed the president's ass out. Said, listen, what the hell is the matter with you, you dumb son of a bitch? You get your ass out of this Situation Room and you take care of this situation. If you're really that frickin' hungry, we'll bring in some sandwiches. Now get your ass down here and do your frickin' job or get the hell out. That's what a real leader should have said to the president. That's what a real Secretary of State, a real 4-star general, that's what they should have said. But did they know? Weak tit bastards, you let them get away with it. Valerie Goebbels? First of all, what the hell is an advisor doing in the Situation Room to begin with? And if she is going to be in there, first of all, Valerie, you sit over there in that corner and you keep your fat, repugnant communist mouth shut. That's what you do. You don't speak. You got no business being there in the first place. Did they send anybody? No. They call YouTube. Unfriggin' believable. Well, Israel, go for it, guys. Go on an all-out blitz and do whatever you got to do. But at least I want to see one country put an end to at least one terrorist organization. Just one. I mean, don't you think that would at least be like a little tall or a little small sign of hope if we can wipe out one, just one terrorist organization? Just one. That's a start. We wipe out one, then we wipe out another. And then another, and another, and another. Till there is no more. And that's what it takes. And now the United States... Now we're going to be sending $47 million? Where are we getting this money from? The VA, they want almost $18 billion. And now we're going to send $47 million to Gaza? To Gaza? Humanitarian aid? I mean, this is some sick, twisted stuff. Okay, fine. I know they got some civilians. I know they got some problems over there. But those civilians were put in harm's way deliberately. And these people, the Palestinians, they should know that. At some point, when is the Palestinians going to wake up? I'm sorry. But I mean, come on. Come on. At some point, when are the Palestinian people going to wake up? You know, this is your war too, Palestine. You understand that? You Palestinians, this is your war too. And if these are the people that you're going to allow fight, I mean, you're no less of a terrorist than them. You have a perfect opportunity to live in peace. And if you as a Palestinian people are going to allow Hamas to come in and rule you, well, then you deserve to be ruled. You're going to have to stand up and fight against them. Why don't you get a hold of Israel and say, hey, look, you know, I know we got different religions. I know we don't see eye to eye. But, you know, this Hamas, you know, they're terrorizing our people. They're taking our children, putting them in harm's way, right in direct line of fire of these rockets. We can't take this anymore. How about if you and us, we get together and we go over there and we fight Hamas and we finally get rid of them? Why don't you do that, Palestinian people? Huh? That's what you need to do. You need to fight this war yourself. You got to at least participate in this war yourself, you know. If you really want to live in peace, well, you're going to have to fight Hamas. And to be honest with you, they're the only ones who can really get rid of Hamas. The only way to really get rid of these Islamic terrorists is for Islam to step up and get rid of them. Sorry, Islam, but you're going to have to get off the couch. I don't think you watch Kim Kardashian, but you might watch the Adventures of Muhammad, or whatever the hell you watch. I don't know. Pretty sure you don't eat Cheetos, but whatever the hell you eat, goat meat. Put down your goat meat, get your ass off the couch, and you're going to have to fight this war. If you want peace, you're going to have to fight for it, just the way it is. Anybody who wants peace is going to have to fight for it. I know it's a big, fat, giant piece of irony pie, but if you want, you're going to have to fight. I wish it was the other way around. Wish you could just, if you want peace, you should just be able to get it. Unfortunately, you know, planet Earth is not in a perfect vacuum. So we can't have it that way. So the reality is, if we want peace, we're going to have to fight for it. So Palestinian people, if you want peace, you're going to have to get off your ass and fight for it. And we do not need to be sending $47 million to Gaza. First of all, it's not going to go into humanitarian aid. It's going to go to Hamas so they can buy more rockets. And $15 million of it is going to go to the United Nations. Which, where do you think that money's going to go? Right down the crapper. Unbelievable. Well, Secretary Kerry, I hate calling him a secretary. He's a jerk. Supposedly, he's supposed to be meeting with this Ban Ki-moon. He's another creep. He's a piece of garbage like the rest of them. I'm sick of this. Let's move on. Let's get in here. Let's open up my treasure chest, see what kind of... Oh, my God, we got 26 minutes left. I've been talking this long. Let's open up my treasure chest. Let's see what we got in here today. There we are. The White House Correspondents Association has made a formal complaint. Now, look, I know they're pissed off about, and look, I'm a big astronaut fan, I always have been since I was a kid. But, I mean, look, the press corps, if you're going to make a complaint to the Obama administration, and it's just like with Bill Clinton. I mean, if you were going to impeach Bill Clinton, you could have came up with a whole host of real reasons to impeach Bill Clinton. Staining a blue dress? I mean, come on. Come on. So if we don't cover their complaint today, we'll cover it tomorrow. I got a couple of clips. It's not really that big of a deal, but it is a big deal. It's one of those things that it isn't a big deal, but it is. Idaho Casino now is dumped. Ted Nugent. Somebody complained, called him a racist, and so now, well, instead of finding out the truth about Ted Nugent, they just went ahead. Well, somebody complained. They called him a racist. Well, he must be. Really? Is that all it takes to become a racist these days, is just have somebody call you a racist? Wow. I guess you're... you know, actions and your words and, you know, feelings and whatnot, that doesn't play a role. Just because somebody says you're a racist, you're a racist. All right, long as I understand the rules. And we talked a little bit about this one. The secret is out. These unaccompanied minors makes up only a fourth of the illegals crossing our border, of course. The rest of them are from gangland. God only knows where these people are coming from. God only knows who's really coming over. You see, the Border Patrol, they're not allowed to patrol these protected, so-called protected areas, these wildlife refuges. I can't say the right word tonight. What the hell's the matter with me? Refuge. Jesus, God, come on, wake up. Well, the Border Patrol can't go in there and defend the border. But the illegal alien can cross into this protected area. I wonder how many spotted owls are killing. I wonder how many of those prairie jumpers, those mices, those prairie jumpers, what the hell's the name of those? I wonder how many turtles they kill when they cross the border. So they can do that. They're illegal aliens. They've got rights. But you, as a Border Patrol, don't you dare stop them. That's racist. Ukraine says two fighter jets were shot down by missiles from Russia. Here's another thing. How about this, John Kerry? How come you're not over there telling Putin? Asking Putin for a ceasefire. Huh? Why aren't you asking Putin for a ceasefire? Why don't you take your little airplane there, fly into Moscow, and demand that Putin stop firing his rockets? Stop attacking Ukraine. Why don't you do that? Why don't you call on Putin for a ceasefire, John Kerry? Oh, that's right. You're a coward. You can't do that. Putin would kick your ass. Can't do that. Do we have anybody brave in our government? Anybody? I mean, my God. Do we have anybody in our government who understands what it means to be a free American? What it means to be an American? What America means? Do we have anybody? Oh, the GAO. Yeah, you remember them, the so-called Government Accountability Office. You remember them, yeah. They're sitting in the hot tub, got the little foo-foo drinks. They're doing little dance routines and spending millions upon millions of taxpayer dollars to have fun. And they're supposed to be the Government Accountability Office? Our own Government Accountability Office has no accountability. I mean, you can't make this stuff up. If you are going to have a Government Accountability Office, which I guess I just don't have a problem with it, if it can keep the government accountable, but it should be completely separate from the government. It should be run by civilians to make sure our government is running the way the government's supposed to be run. We get a bunch of lawyers who understand the Constitution. You don't need a lawyer to understand the Constitution, so I don't even know why I even said that. All you need is a brain. That's it, and you can understand the Constitution. You don't even really need a whole lot of common sense, just a little bit. You'd be surprised at how much of this Constitution that you could actually understand. All of it. It's not a difficult document to understand. It takes much more, well, I guess, knowledge and energy and time and resources to pervert the document, but not to read and understand it. Well, the GAO, they launched an Obamacare sting operation. Maybe there's hope for this agency after all. I don't know. And almost every single one of them, all fake insurance applications were approved. Almost every single one of these fake applications were approved. Now, I know they only did like 16 or whatever, but still, it's the point. They went in there and they did it. How many other people have gone in there and made phony claims? They're getting free health care, getting this, getting that. And our government's doing absolutely nothing to stop it. Did they put any safeguards in there to stop the fraud? No. Because if they did, we wouldn't be able to have the fraud. They got these so-called navigators. I mean, these navigators are ex-cons and drug addicts. God only knows who these people are. But as long as they're good Democrats, that's all that matters. Long as they praise the king, that's all that matters. You don't have to be competent. You don't have to be held responsible. You don't need to be held accountable. You're a Democrat. Now they got Jewish-owned stores are burned to the ground. Synagogues firebombed. And they're calling this a Paris Intifada. Well, France has been having a big problem with the Muslim community. They've tried to fight it, but they're not fighting very hard because you keep allowing more and more of them to come into your country, just like what we're doing. All of Europe. I mean, these people, I'm sorry, but these people, these terrorist organizations, are moving into every country on planet Earth. They want to take the world over. How can we be so naive, so obtuse, so gullible that we just allow these people to do it? I don't know. Again, there are certain things in this world that my brain just cannot simply process, and this is one of them. Well, the White House Correspondents Association yesterday made a formal complaint to the White House Press Secretary, John Ernest, asking why the meeting was closed to reporters and TV cameras and only open to still photographers for less than 1 minute that honored the astronauts who first landed on the moon. Well, here's Major Garrett with that.
I'll let you go. On behalf of the Correspondents Association, I just want to lodge a formal complaint about the Apollo 11 event today. The astronauts were among the most visible, televised national heroes this country has ever known. That entire program is financed by the American taxpayer. The stills, a presentation of that, limits television coverage of that event. We believe that that is a classic definition, something that should have the broadest press coverage imaginable. And we are therefore lodging a complaint against your decision to keep us out.
Understood. I appreciate that. These are legitimate American heroes. On that, you and I can agree.
I mean, what a just a pathetic response. Oh yeah. But you didn't answer the question. And what is this really complaint? I mean, look. I agree. I know it's not that big of a deal, but it is a big deal. Yeah, you're right. They should have made a big deal. 45 years landing on the moon. I'm sorry. But we're the only country that's ever landed on the moon. Human beings have ever been on the moon. Americans, that's it. We've given our space program to Putin and the Russians. We can't even get into space anymore without the Russians. The Russians' technology is not a technology that you want to trust. If I were an astronaut, there's no way in hell I would fly on one of those Soyuz rockets. I do not trust the Russians whatsoever in their technology. First of all, this is our program. Russia has their own program. Any other country you want the space program, that's your business. But we have our own program, and this president gave it to Putin. My God, he's not selling this country to the world. He's just giving it out piece by piece. Al-Qaeda, you get this over here. Putin, you get some of this. And Chinese, you get some of this. North Korea, you can have a little bit of this. Cuba, you can have some over here. Mexico, you can have a whole bunch of this. But America, you get squat. Well, later in this briefing, John Carl, which I find it very odd that John Carl still has a job at ABC. He's been very critical of this administration. Well, he makes a very good point. He asks why the White House has such intense secrecy for this event, and here he is.
Major's point about the Apollo 11 representatives that were here at the White House today. Why the intense secrecy around this event? Why not allow television cameras into that?
It's merely a scheduling matter, John. There's a number of things in the president's schedule that was, we've had the trip to
the president doesn't
today.
Like photo ops.
The president's making remarks over in the EEOB with the vice president to talk about job training.
Unless it benefits
and the president
the Democrats.
To get on a plane at 1 o'clock this afternoon. So they're
shut
the
up with
a very
your,
busy schedule and
shut
they're
up.
Able to accommodate television cameras this time.
Last pool's break took 38 seconds.
Understood.
And I mean, the president's schedule, couldn't he have been maybe 5 minutes later for the fundraiser out in Seattle? I mean, you really couldn't accommodate a few minutes for open coverage of this?
Not this time, John.
I mean, let me ask you.
Come on, you can't make 5 minutes
frankly,
late to
a
fundraiser?
Given that, you know, this is such a small amount of time to come in and have a little bit of...
Well, I'll just say that in the past that there have been some television journalists who've complained about the small amount of time that was granted.
Yeah,
to some
I think I've probably been one of those, complaining when it's 38 seconds, maybe it could be a couple of minutes. But
Understood.
But is it because some of those Apollo astronauts, including Neil Armstrong, shortly before he died, going to Congress, was very critical of this president for the way he has handled the space program? I mean, the words of Neil Armstrong,
was a very private person, as you know, before Congress, saying that the president's canceling of the Constellation program was lamentably embarrassing and unacceptable. Is that why the president did not want to see television cameras in this photo op?
Absolutely not. The president invited the crew members of Apollo 11 to the White House to honor their contribution to space exploration and to the innovation in the field of science. It was it's a genuine honor for the president to have him here today, and he's proud about the fact that they chose to come. I will also say that we are...
Oh, shut up. I can't take this guy anymore. Shut up. The reason why I'm playing this, there are a lot of points to be made here. To just give up our space program to the Russians is absolutely pathetic. And Neil Armstrong, he's always been one of my heroes, and he's absolutely correct. It was embarrassing, and it is unacceptable that we would give our space program to the Russians. Of all people, we don't give our space program to nobody. And what is this formal complaint going to do, Major Garrett? I understand why you would want to make the complaint. But there are so many other complaints that you people in the press could make against this president. And this is it? Over the space program? Because you weren't allowed in there to take a couple of photographs? I get their point. I'm not arguing their point. I understand your point, Major Garrett. I understand your point, John Carl. I get it. And you're right, you should be complaining. But you should be complaining about a whole lot of other things. I mean, I'm just saying. And it does piss me off that we gave up our space program. We should be on Mars right now. We should have men on Mars right now. That stupid... that little space station? I mean, what are we doing up there? We're jerking off. We should be traveling to other planets. I'm sorry, but we should have men on Mars right now. And we could do it. We just need to do it. I know right now we can't afford it, but I mean, we don't give up our space program. That kind of technology to the Russians. Russians are terrible at technology. They can come up with some good stuff and they can make some good stuff, but their technology, it breaks down. Every part of that space station up there that the Russians built is broken down. That space station is not all that, not all of it works. Not all of it works. Matter of fact, hardly any of it works. Because the Russians built it. We built some of it. The part that we built works. The part the Russians built doesn't. We're gonna trust the Russians by putting Americans into space on their awful technology? What are we, nuts? And what's with the big secrecy? Well, God only knows what is with the secrecy with this administration. You'd have to ask Valerie Goebbels. She's the one who sets the laws. So if she doesn't want any reporters in there to speak to the president, well, no reporter's going to get in there. Is Valerie Goebbels the president? Is she the de facto president? Is that what we got here? It kind of seems like it. Is she in the Oval Office while the president golfs? Is that what's going on? I mean, what the hell's going on with this government? But they do have a legitimate complaint. They do have a legitimate bitch. But in all honesty, you guys should be bitching and filing more complaints about the White House than this. Even though this is important, I do agree. But there are so many other things that this, you know, why don't you file a complaint and ask why this administration refuses to give up any information regarding Fast and Furious, the IRS, Benghazi, NSA, stimulus packages, Obamacare, and the list goes on and on and on. But this is what you want to complain about. All the complaints that our Congress has against the president, and they want to sue him over what he did with the Defense of Marriage Act. I mean, why does even Congress even bother showing up anymore? Why does anybody bother showing up to work anymore? You don't have to be held accountable. You don't need to be responsible for anything. And the more you screw up, well, the bigger your bonus. I mean, am I the only one who's picking up on this crap? I can't imagine I'm the only one who sees it this way. I can't imagine it. So why are things not changing? That's the question that I ask. Why are things not being fixed? Why is the American people not fixing this crap? We're the ones with the real power. We do have the real power here, guys. Come on. The power of the vote is very powerful if you use it wisely. If you use that power of your vote wisely, you would be surprised at the power that you can get. We might be able to get our country back where we might actually start following this Constitution again. I know, there I go again with that C word. Good God Almighty. God, I've got such a filthy mouth, don't I? Constitution, freedom, rights, and liberties. I'm just a foul-mouthed, cantankerous old son of a bitch. That's right, I am, and I like it. I'm not going to fix myself. I'm not going to fix myself until the rest of this crap is fixed. And you shouldn't either. All right, we only got a couple of minutes here left. And I don't got time to get into any of this other stuff, so we're going to have to wait till we get into it tomorrow, and that's fine. These problems aren't going away. They're going to be here today. They're going to be here tomorrow. They're going to be here next week. And that's the problem. That's the biggest problem, is these problems aren't going away. I want these problems going away. I want to get on this show one night and say, you know what? I got nothing to bitch about, nothing to complain about. So I'm going to play some music for 2 hours. I'm not going to say anything because I got nothing to say. That's what I want. One day I want to have one show where I don't have nothing to bitch about, nothing to complain about, nothing to piss and moan about. One day, can you give me one day? Can you just give me one frickin' day where I can have nothing to bitch about? Just one day. Give me 2 hours. That's all I'm asking for. Not the whole day. Just one 2-hour show. From 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. is all I'm asking for, is having not one goddamn thing to bitch, piss, and moan about. Just one 2-hour show where I can have nothing to bitch about. Just once. I'm not asking for it forever because I know I'll never get it, but I just want one 2-hour period where I have absolutely nothing to bitch about. That's all I'm asking for. Is that asking for too much? I don't think so. I don't think so at all. But evidently it is. I know I'm a racist and a hater and a homophobe and a misogynist and all these other ists and obes and this and that and everything else. That's just the way it is. So I want to thank everybody listening tonight, everybody on their smartphones, everybody who's going to download later. If it wasn't for you, I wouldn't be here. If it wasn't for me, I wouldn't. Or you wouldn't be here. So we are a team. And I like this team. I want to keep this team, and I want to grow this team. So if you like the show, you tell your friends, you tell your neighbors, tell anybody. Tell them to tune into the captain, and we'll see you back here tomorrow night at 8. Goodbye, everybody.